All right, we are all now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. And sorry about the delay on tonight's show, just having a little bit of technical issues. However, we are now live and on air. Thank you, everyone, for staying tuned and waiting for me to come on to host today's show. Just for those of you out there and tuning in and listening today, as well as our callers, we will be taking callers with a single question each on any topic within your life. So that is what we're going to be doing today. As we bring you on air, we're going to ask you to state your name, what your question, state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Looks like we already have some callers in the queue, so we're going to get over to you right away now. First thing I want to do also before that is announce our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Okay, it looks like we have our first caller here whose area code is 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller, live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Tamika. I'm calling from New York, and I would like to explore my love life.
Okay, you would like to explore your love life. Give me one moment, please. All right, and what exactly would you like to know about your love life?
What you see coming up for me with my love life as far as children and marriage, if you see any of that for me, or what you see coming up for me.
Okay, wonderful. Give me one moment. Let me tap into that energy. And what did you say your name was one more time, please?
Tamika.
Tamika. Okay, one moment. Yes, okay, Tanika. Well, I do see that happening for you, and I definitely see the makings of that happening within the coming year. You will be able to have a family. You will be able to have a healthy, happy relationship with your future husband or spouse. So I'm going to tell you that this is something that's going to take place within your life. The opportunity will be there. But I also am getting the message that this is not going to just mean that you can sit around and just wait for it to come to you. Also, work on yourself at this time and work on raising your vibrational frequency. The more you do that, the better quality of what will come to you will be, okay? And what we're sensing right now is we need to get out of that shell a little bit. We need to get out there a little bit more. That doesn't mean necessarily going to the bar. That doesn't necessarily mean going onto dating websites or any of that. But right now it means raising that inner self-confidence, okay?
Okay. Do you see any time frame, like when it's going to come true?
Sorry, we're only doing one question per caller on the show, one part questions only. So what I will suggest to you is if you want a more in-depth reading, go over to the website, and I'd be more than happy to assist you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller today is area code 865, and first three digits are 888. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Adam. This is Lynn calling. And, well, currently I'm in California. I'm going to be moving out to Tennessee very soon. My question is, what type of work do you feel or see me doing or that would be good for me in 2018? Coming up this year?
You know, one of the first things that comes out right now is medical assistance or medical. So I'm not clear because it doesn't seem to fit you vibrationally. And I'm trying to figure
right.
out why.
Exactly.
Hello?
I've never cared. Hello? Yes, I've never, I agree. I've never cared for the medical field. I've never. So, well, I did,
yeah.
You know, years ago, but I don't believe.
Does your family work in that field?
Well, actually, my mother's retired nurse. And I did years ago when I was very young, I did home health care and all of that. But I just did it because my mother, I just really don't really care for that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes it's because I pick up on energies that the family has had. And it might be a momentum within the family, kind of a cycle. Everybody goes into this field, or, you know, every so often there's a member that does, and then it kind of carries over. And I think it resonates because it's not necessarily connected to who you are, but it's reminiscent of being close to that because there is this caring and this understanding for others out there who are suffering. And I feel whatever it is that you're about to do, it's going to be helping people. It's going to be raising people's vibrations, emotions, and giving them new hope. And I'm feeling that this is where the passion lies. And, you know, a lot of times nowadays you see medical this, medical that. But I'm feeling this is more spiritually based. So I'm trying to discern, or let's say divide, the energies of your family from the energies of yourself. And it's kind of a little hard to do when you got that mentality of this ongoing cycle throughout the family. Now, what I will say is that your family does have a heart. They are good. But when it comes to taking care of themselves and taking care of home, you know, they might care about everybody else in the world, but they seem to lack at their best when they're at home. I'm feeling like right now, and wherever that passion lies within you and helping people, that's what you need to go with. There is definitely a spiritual base behind this, so it could be having a foundation, getting involved with a foundation that's existing, something that's going to help people out there that have been hurting and have been using vices to really escape their emotional and mental traumas, okay? And this is where you're directed to right now. And this is going to be beneficial for you as much as it is for them.
Oh, excellent. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you
so
much.
You're more than welcome.
For that. Thank you. Blessings. Have a wonderful New Year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. All right, our next caller today is area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. I'm calling from Arizona, and this is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Well, I wondered if you see the energy between me and my adult son clearing up. I thought it was going to. We got together for Christmas. We had a heated conversation, but then he apologized later, and I thought things were calm, but now it's gone back to where it's a weird energy, and I'm supposed to spend the night there tomorrow, but I'm not so sure if I want to do that, if the energy will be good, or what do you see?
Okay, give me one moment. I'm still tapping into this one. I believe we've spoken about this before on the show. Is that correct?
Well, I was asking what Christmas was going to be like. Would it be okay? So it was very bad. And we had a heated conversation. And then
I remember.
He apologized.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it was it was okay. It was kind of a roller coaster. And now I'm supposed to spend the night there tomorrow.
And my message was to you, because you were debating on staying back or not. And my message was that, you know, family is family. And no matter what the situation is, you still have to be the bigger person. Mm-hmm. Okay. So why I've been connecting to this one, you know, I didn't remember if I had gone deeper than that on the last show with you. But as I'm connecting to this one, I'm getting the sense that we are dealing with something much heavier. Okay. And I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say to you right now, but we're dealing with something a little bit more of the demonic nature. And I am feeling that this person is coming from this place of trying to run away from their problems, run away from their inner demons, as we say in the field. And right now I feel like it is going to be best if you want to reach out to me through a private session for me to be able to assist you on that problem.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah,
I feel that a bond can be built between the two of you. Hold on, I'm still looking, because we're dealing with a very case-sensitive issue right now. Hold on. Yeah, okay. So what I'm really receiving right now is we do need to do a private session, but you can actually overcome this situation. You will be able to create a bond with him in the future, but I'm trying to, I'm trying to look at what the track history is here, and every time I look at it, it's not good, but then it goes black. So I'm trying to figure out what is his history with in prison and other non-positive activities.
What is his history with?
Hello? Sorry.
I'm here. What is his history with?
Imprisonment or non-healthy activities.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, you're asking me a question?
Yeah, I'm asking you if he has a track record or history with non-positive activities like prison and drug abuse, stuff like that.
He has, everyone has strayed from the path, I think. He had to, but you're right, a private reading would be better. I don't want to give my whole business all over the radio.
I understand. I don't want you to disclose all his information on the airways here. I'm just trying to get a confirmation if I'm on the right path.
Yeah, you are. I mean, he's doing really well now. I mean, he's really doing well. And we've had some trauma.
Well, he should be doing somewhat better than he was.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. No. Sometimes a person can be too intelligent for their own well-being, and I have that case in him. So I want you to reach out to me for a private session. And like I've said, I've been waiting on you to call in for a long time.
No, really? You did say that. You did say that.
No. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No, you know, we can just leave it at that for now, and I want to thank you for calling in. You know, we'll go ahead and move on to our next customer now, and as soon as you can, just reach out to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and you are listening now to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. We are going to be taking some more callers here momentarily. Just give me one moment. Okay, our next caller is going to be brought on air now. Our next caller is area code 86, first three digits are 239. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name.
Hi, Reverend.
Where you are.
Hi, Reverend Adam.
And go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jackie. Hi.
Hi, Jackie. How you doing?
I'm okay. I mean, I don't really want to, because I do want to set up you.
Okay.
I think it would be much better.
Okay.
On
wonderful.
The show.
Well, go ahead and reach out to me after the show is done, then. Thank
you. Okay,
baby.
All right, keep me on the line so I can listen.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, and for those of you who have already been brought on air, we're going to ask you once more to push the number one on your touch tone phone. This will unraise your hand from the queue and allow me to understand who I've taken and who I have not taken on today's show. Our next caller is area code 917. First three digits are 627. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Oh, hey. Great. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, my name is Tim, and I was calling in. I had a question regarding a new employment / career in the new year. If you saw anything opening up, per se.
Okay, for careers, correct?
Yep, correct, yes.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, and do you work in finances?
No, I kind of work in technical support over the phone for a telecom company currently.
Okay, just give me one moment, because I feel like you'd be really good at finances. Let me see here. All right, so the new year is actually going to be very prosperitable for you. It's going to definitely have some new opportunities coming in. We're looking at those opportunities coming in within the between the first of the year to about the 14th of next month. And we are looking, okay, you're trying to accomplish something, yes, and that's going to come through, but there might be a better offer on the table. Okay, there's something else out there. I see somebody contacting you with a really good offer, and it's going to play upon your skills, but it's also going to be a little bit more challenging than what you're used to. And I'm feeling that this time for change is a very good time because it's going to help you facilitate yourself and grow.
Okay, okay. Hey, that sounds great. I actually just before I saw the show link, sent you a PayPal for a session, so I hope to talk to you in more depth very soon. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Sounds great. Thank you. And why don't you give me a call after the show so we can go ahead and set up that appointment time for you.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. All right, and yep, we should have this next caller here. All right, our next caller is area code 862. First three digits are 239. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 862. First three digits of your number are 239. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Okay. May have taken that caller already. If you have called in to today's show and have already come online, please push the number one on your phone. This will allow you to still listen, but will unraise your hand from the queue. Okay, thank you. All right, our next caller is area code 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, this is Tanika. I was the first caller.
Okay, Tanika. Yeah, but looks like you're the only other one with the hand raised right now, and I know we already brought you on air, and I don't have anybody else with their hand raised. You had a second question for me earlier. Would you like me to answer that for you now?
Yeah, I had wanted to know what you saw for me as far as work, like where I should be working or where you'll see me working and being successful, and if you saw like when I was going to have children and marriage.
Okay, yes, yes, yes. Well, that's two, but I'll let you get away with it for right now. all right. So the first question, if I remember correctly, at the beginning of the show, you were asking about that happening and if it was going to happen, okay? And I did say yes, it's going to be happening, and it looks like it's coming up within this next year. I am going to tell you that the timeline on that can shift around, because sometimes we become a little too attached to timelines, and we forget that, you know, timelines can shift. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but they can shift around, okay? I still feel it happening within this coming year, and I'm actually looking about some time of March and April right now. But I can tell you it will be positive, and I don't want you to become too attached to that timeline. I can't stress that enough. As a spiritual worker here, you know, people become so attached to the timelines, they end up becoming their own blockage in a way and preventing what is supposed to be coming in from happening. Now, for career, well, let me ask you first, do you understand what I'm trying to convey to you?
I do. I understand what you're saying. I was going to ask if you saw who it was going to be with, like if it was going to be someone I knew already or like someone.
Okay. Now, this is going to be a brand new person, okay? Brand new person. Do not dwell upon who you already know or anybody from the past. And quite frankly, it's best not to revisit the past because those are cycles that will only reoccur again. Now, as far as career, give me one moment, please. Yes, you do very much care about other people as well, but I'm seeing you as a great people person, although you don't give yourself credit for that. I think that you view yourself more as an introverted individual. And you know what? I'm a little introverted myself. Most people that are empathic are. I do pick up on your empathic ability, so you absorb other people's energies like a sponge, and sometimes you don't know how to purge that. But I can tell you that you're very passionate. Whenever you set your mind to something, you become very passionate about it, and you pretty much give it your all. I feel you in customer support or customer care. I actually feel you dealing with customers on a one-to-one basis, but I'm not seeing a low pay grade here. So I'm seeing something more of a higher pay grade, something with a better position. You know, this could be management where you're dealing with the people that deal directly with the customers, and then you're also dealing with customers. But I'm seeing something coming up within the next couple of months that is going to help you forward on that path.
You see what industry it's going to be in? Like what field? Like what part of the industry?
Yeah, hold on. You know what? This is a little bit vague on that one. They're not giving me the actual industry. They're just saying customer care.
Mhm. Yeah, because everything you said is true.
Mhm. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, and we wish you the best on that. If you'd like further information, like I said, my services are available through the site. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and everyone that is tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit the website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. And if you use that, you know, the link to the website is in the description of the show page. And if you want to go back and listen to the show again, you can also do that because our shows are recorded and they're cataloged within previous show page. So also for those of you that would like to reach out directly, the phone number will be 443-319-3366. Now we're going to do a word from our sponsor, and we want to thank you once more, everyone, for tuning in and listening to today's show.
The American dream, a great food and ice cream parlor, hot pizza, Philly pretzels, coffee, tasty cakes, ice cream, we all scream for ice cream. For real ice cream and treats, we can't be beat. Lolita's Parlor. Over 32 flavors of Hershey's real Lolita's ice cream. Parlor. You scream, we all scream Lolita's for ice cream.
Parlor. Located at 1147 Powder Springs Street, Marietta, inside the Walmart Center.
All right, wonderful. And that's Marietta, Georgia. Marietta, Georgia. And it looks like we might have our co-host here. Hello, Lolita, are you there?
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
I'm here.
Hey. Well,
I had some time, so I thought I'd call in and see if you needed some assistance there. But it looks like you've got
handled. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Well, you want to take a caller with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on.
Cool. All right. For those of you that have already called in, please push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone if you've already been brought on air. This will unraise your hand from the queue and let me know that you have already been brought on air. All right. Our next caller today is going to be area code 216, first 3 digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio. Happy holidays. Okay. Question.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. I'm trying to change careers, and I am interviewing. Do you see me getting an offer soon?
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Yeah, and you actually, wow. Okay, you've been having some issues here for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to, interviewing, make the top 2, hire somebody. I know.
Yeah, okay. We're actually getting another 2.5 weeks before we really get something solid, okay? I am working.
I'm just trying to change, leave my job and get a new one. That's what I'm trying to. And I do have my first, I have a phone interview tomorrow. There's always 3 interviews with the type of business I do. But go, I didn't mean to talk. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I know.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Can
so
you hear me?
Keep your head up and keep positive, all right? I believe that is coming your way within about 2.5 weeks. That's going to be solid. But I am getting another,
okay.
I'm getting 2 other messages for you unrelated to this question.
Okay.
Okay. One, I'm going to start with who's the ex? Who's the one that really hurt you here?
My ex, I'm still friends with all my exes. I was hurt very bad at a job. I was betrayed, and that's what probably it was. We were friends.
Okay, and that friend of yours, were they, I'm feeling like an animosity there, but I'm also feeling like this kind of romantic connection, and it may just be from Marin. So I'm trying to figure that one out.
What was that? What did you say? I'm sorry.
Were they attracted to you, this coworker?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And they couldn't get anywhere, so they acted up. All right. Well,
yeah,
that makes sense from there. And then now you have someone else who's on the other side, someone who has crossed over to the light, and they want you to know that they're there. This is a female who has been looking out for you ever since they went over, and they want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
I hope you understand who this is. It's an elderly person.
It's probably my grandmother.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
So 2.5 weeks, I will get an offer, an official offer for salad.
May I add?
Yeah,
Adam, are you done?
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, how's it going? One thing I do want to add is that while we're at this job, you must really go internally and really show the universe on what you've learned and be immersed in gratitude to the point where you don't have to talk about it. It's waking up every single day excited about going to the work, excited about all those people that are having, challenges with. Because if you do not do that, the next job will be the same repetitive pattern. I can promise you that. That's why people out here are looking for new jobs with more money and just want to keep running. At the end of the day, your karma is going to hit you in the ass. I don't care what it is. So while you were there waiting, utilize the time to really be immersed in gratitude and really sit down and learn.
Go over what
you have learned from this career. And stay in that mode. You've got to be in that vortex of being in the moment. You know, that's why these questions that come up where, you know, when we're going to have the next man or the next job or whatever, that's fine. We all are here to get those answers. But at the end, you got to handle your own karmic business. You're there for a reason. And if you're not showing the universe,
I agree with you.
So just be immersed in that. So every single day, do a guided meditation and then write down some things that came up to you in the job and write down what you learned from it every single day until you do that. And you get to work and you just go in there with a smile and you leave with a smile. You don't allow anything to interfere, you will say. And you don't have to think about it. Your cells must vibrate on that. Your soul is your creator. Your soul is here filled with a lot of karmic journey, no matter what. And you're placed in these career situations to learn something from that, not to gain monetary. The monetary comes forward when we honor our process from going from one career to career, from one partner to partner, animal to animal. We're there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We're here to learn from that. And if we don't show the universe we're honoring our process, it's not going to be fulfilled. And you want your job to be fulfilled for you. But in order to be fulfilled, you must sit with what your current situation is and surrender and do the inner work while you are waiting for that great opportunity to come your way. And the more you shift that, you may find that opportunity you're looking for, another opportunity is going to come. You are the creator of high-frequency relationships, careers, and everything else. Your degree and nothing matters. It's your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
That you're right. You're absolutely right. That was good advice.
I want you to utilize your time. I want you to utilize your time in the most efficient way. We got 4 days left in December. You got the biggest full moon coming January 1st, 2018. And if you're not awakened, you better start getting on YouTube and learning on what powerful this full moon is. We are starting off 2018 on an amazing shift. And I want you to feel excited from this day forward and looking forward to what's going to happen to you in the coming months. Feel that excitement, and while you're learning, and start going through the inner work for your current situation.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Make sure that you do that homework and you keep positive in this time. Focus on what traumas you need to heal that are within and allow yourself to understand what lessons they had to teach you. We wish you light in your journey forward. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 504. First three digits are 344. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. please state your name, hey, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Deborah from Louisiana, and I also have a work question.
Deborah.
Hi. I am working at a place, and I just listened to all that you said about the gratitude, and, you know, I'm doing that. I have really good customers, and I try to focus on them, but a lot's getting ready to happen, and I'm wondering if you see anything.
Okay, Deborah, what is going on with a move in your life?
Oh, I want to get a house.
Okay, okay. I feel that now is the time to really start planning that and to really start manifesting, okay? I'm feeling
okay.
that this move is going to be very beneficial, very positive for you. You might have to learn a little bit of patience because it might not happen as quickly as we want, but
yeah.
I definitely see it happening, okay?
Awesome.
It's going to help open the airways up a little bit more. It's going to help open up the road a little bit more so you're able to prosper. It's going to be a big blessing. One thing you need to do, though, is you need to clean that house, that new home. You need to clean it spiritually and physically before you move in. Okay?
I believe that.
That means you
okay.
need to go over it with sage. You need to go over it, you know, with salt in the corners, a little bit of holy water and salt on the doors and the windows, okay? Every door, every window, every corner, you know, on the inside and the out if possible. And make
okay.
sure that when you go there, you do not bring an old broom. You do not bring old salt and pepper. You bring a new broom and you bring new salt and pepper. The mop is the same thing. Do not bring an old mop to a new building, okay? Bring
wow,
a new mop.
I never knew that. Okay.
Yes, yes. It's an old trick that we do to bring in positive energy. If you bring old stuff like that with you, you're bringing old patterns and old energies, and you can't break those patterns and energies because you brought them with you.
Oh, wow.
So it's an old gypsy thing, but yes, that's what we do. One thing
awesome.
I can tell you, though, is that we are looking at something a little bit negative that's been holding you back, okay? We're looking at
okay.
something that was really placed upon you. And I don't
Ooh.
Know if you're going to understand what lingo I'm talking right now, but I would really
yeah,
like it if you reached out to me private messaging or through a private private session, and we'll be able to
mm-hmm.
Help you on that path a little bit better.
Would it be a lady that I work with?
It would be, and it may have been someone that was only briefly a part of you.
Okay.
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 I really wouldn't focus on like who it's at, who it is. I would just really I would really just go ahead and try to get it removed. No matter what, we have solutions
mm-hmm.
in the world. So you can go ahead and move forward with it. It's part of life. You know, when people are not doing their own inner work, we create and then, you know, energy is floating. It's the unknown. And so you always have to realize light fights with darkness. So it's, you know, cleansing
yeah.
should be a part of someone's every week routines, to be quite honest. Like, so I would definitely reach out to Adam and he can get you to move forward on that.
Yeah, I've been lax on that. And, you know, I know that I have, you know, some dark people around me, and I guess
yeah.
I'm kind of used
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, you've been crossed up more than once. I know. I'm seeing
Many
your
times.
History here in the Akashic Records, hon. You have been crossed more than once, and you've gotten some stuff off of you before. You know, but what we're looking at right now is a little bit stronger, and we need something a little bit stronger to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. And
Thank
you see in the work change?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The work change?
What's your direct
yeah,
question?
Like I said,
running around
everything
what,
will be changing for the better, but until you get this removed, certain hindrances are underway. And that's one of the reasons why the message about the move is saying, hey, look, you know, it'll happen, but it may not happen as quickly as we want. We've got to remove some stuff that's in your way, okay?
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, wishing you all the light upon that journey. All right, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, the link to our website is in the show description on the show page. That's also howpsychic.com as our website, howpsychic.com. Next caller today is area code 862-239. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hi, this is Jackie from New Jersey. I didn't press one this time, but I'm on the line. Let me ask you a question, though. Earlier she mentioned about the moon that was occurring in the beginning of the year. Now, what are some of the things that we could do during this lunar cycle?
Go ahead, Lois.
Oh, okay. The full moon occurs January 1st, 2018. And to really have a full understanding, I will go to YouTube and research, you know, full moon January 1st, 2018, and listen to Leo King. And he's very well known, and then listen to some others and really take that energy and really pull forward with that.
Okay.
His name is the Leo King. He's really
right.
Known,
I have listened to him before. I think he's an awesome astrologer with explaining certain things.
But also take the intentions. I mean, I'm not sure where your stars, your planets fall in your chart, but take that energy of that vibration, that frequency, and stay on there. And if you don't know how to stay in there, I definitely recommend listening to Esther Hicks and start listening to the morning appreciation. So in the morning time, after you do your meditations and you get grounded and you go on your way, you listen to her so she can get you into the vortex. You listen to her so that way your realm is already in that frequency. And then when the full moon comes, you're already taking that energy into the full moon. So it's all about staying into that next, raising your vibration at this moment. And, you know, right now we just got out of a Mercury retrograde. We just had a new moon. The new moon was all about getting rid of your mental chatter, the negative thought patterns. So if you got negative thought patterns that are still interfering with you, you need to get rid of it like ASAP. You want to get rid of those mental thoughts that are keep coming on that you can't seem to shake, that's wired. We are wired certain ways because of the way we were thinking. And wired could be, you know, something that irritates you or the negative thoughts. It's time to rewire the way we think into another consciousness. And in order to move forward, we got to heal some of those things and get rid of it.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right.
Yes. You said Hicks?
Huh?
You said Esther Hicks?
Yeah, Esther Hicks. E-S-T-H-E-R-H-I-C-K-S. And listen to her morning appreciation and do that every single morning. And then you can do her evening meditation while you're going to bed. And it'll get you into that place. I promise you, you won't fail. Like when you get there, you get going, make that part of your daily routine until your cells vibrate on that level, and it will take time. And also remember to do your inner child guided meditations every single day and learn about the January 1st full moon. And, you know, 2018 is great for everybody. I don't care where Saturn is placed in your charts, but Saturn is coming into it's already in Capricorn, and you got five major planets on January 1st coming in. So read about it so, you know, we can reshift and focus on what we're already attaining.
My birthday is January, and from my understanding, this is the first time that Saturn has been in my sign for like 28 years or something like that.
Yeah, 28 years. So you're probably having a Saturn return. Yeah, in your chart. So you're going through a whole nother a shift. So definitely take advantage of this. It's gonna be a whole new you. But utilize the last 4 days and really work on yourself internally, because that new moon was all about, even though it was a new moon, it was really basically a full moon. It wanted us to get rid of that negative thought pattern.
Okay, wonderful. Well, hopefully that points you in the right direction. I believe it should. And we want to thank you, Jackie, for calling in. I'll still look forward to hearing from you after the show.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Adam. You know I love you guys.
Oh, I love you. I remember you. Hey, Jackie.
And I just, you know what? I got up back in, and it put me right back in your queue. I hadn't pressed one because I do want to talk to you guys off the air. But, you know, I definitely want to not just.
Call us later.
I will.
Good hearing your voice. Love it.
Thank you, sweetie. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Love and light. All right. Next caller today is area code 215. First three digits are 954. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Susan from Philadelphia, and I'm doing a move. And at first it was exciting, but I'm getting depressed because I've been working and working and working, cleaning two homes because the home I'm taking over is my father's house. And the house I'm in, it's like crazy. It's really crazy to get to the point. You see it getting better, and I'm Aries. Moon is in Aries right now, so.
Okay. Well, one, I do feel it's going to get better, but two, I feel that this is a challenge in your road right now because it's there to help you grow and it's there to help you push beyond old constructs of the mind. Now, this doesn't mean that you have bad constructs of the mind or that you're a horrible person. What it means is right now it's trying to challenge you to grow beyond the cycles of your past and allow yourself to get better. Right now, it's also there for you to be able to speak your truth and overcome this hindrance within your throat chakra. Right now, it wants you to speak your truth. It wants you to talk instead of holding back. It wants you to say things instead of walking on eggshells for the betterment of other people's feelings.
You know, I've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah.
Well, why are you also cleaning the house? You got to really be in appreciation mode. No matter what challenge it is, you want to show the universe that home really did what it needed to do for you. So while you're cleaning that, make sure your mental state is at such gratitude while you're cleaning it and such joy, no matter what it is. Don't look at it as a hindrance. Look at it as an opportunity that you have been able to stay in that place for a certain amount of time and look forward to the next opportunity. And when you leave that home, you say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just that me and my fiance been arguing, you know, because he got hurt, he hurt his arm, and it's just, you know, a lot,
well,
you know, and I just
wanted
to get
back. Remember that he's on his own journey. That's not your responsibility,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. So it's about staying in your own lane. You might be two partners, but at the end, everybody has to go through their own karmic journey. And if we're not honoring our process and honoring, you know, what our inner child has created to get to this thought pattern, then we are going to have a heavy road ahead of you. So you make sure that you stay in that place no matter what. Because when you shine more and you radiate more, everything in the house radiates on a different frequency, and people do come around. And if you're feeling a little challenged, no matter what, you know, find out where that comes from. You know, life will be very boring if there is nothing to do. So show the universe is giving it to you this way because it knows that you can handle all of this thing. So be grateful that you have 20 things going on because you should be able to handle it in a more efficient manner. When things get out of our control, it's because our own inner world is still chaotic. So make sure that you do your inner child guided meditations and you do your own inner work. And as you grow and you heal, you'll find everything around you start to heal on its own. Our soul is the creator. Our soul is our God self. And if we're not healing the inner child, your world will never get better because the inner child is hurting. I'll leave you on that note.
Okay. And then earlier when I was listening to your show, it said new mop and new broom into a home. Now, this was my father's house, and he passed away, and I'm going into his home. I've been using his mop and broom. Is that I should go get a new broom and a new mop?
No, okay, so are you... go ahead, Loey. I'm a little lost on that one.
I got you.
Okay, thank
I will you. Like for you to, I would like for you to get a new broom because you haven't moved in there fully yet. You want a new opportunity, new beginning. So when you're done cleansing out his house, whatever no longer serves you in your dad's house that's thrown away, you bring in a new mop and new black pepper and salt because you want to show the home this is all about new beginnings.
Okay, great.
And you must change your house. You must get a spiritual person to cleanse that home.
Okay.
Yes. Would be most suggested. Where are you living again?
I live in Philly, but I'm moving to Langhorne.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you
want
to
find
Adam can actually do a walkthrough.
Excuse me?
I was going to say, Adam, see if you wanted to do the other way, but it's up to you.
Well, why don't you go ahead and reach out to me through a private session, and we'll go ahead and make sure that whether you're going to need someone in person or if you can do this with a walkthrough, which means I do it on the phone with you, and we do the cleansing throughout the home at that time. I'm not really tapped into it very well, so we're going to need to do a private session to find out if it's necessary to have a person in person or if it can be done just as effectively with a remote cleansing, okay?
Okay, Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you both. Have a nice holiday.
You too.
Send me a cheesecake.
All right, bye-bye.
I am from Philly. That's why I was like, okay, I miss cheesecake.
Okay. How do I get in touch with you guys?
The website is available through the show's description, okay? But you can also contact me via the phone. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
Okay. The phone number is
443-319-3366. All right, Adam, I'll be giving you a call.
Okay,
all right, have
great.
A great evening.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And Loey, once more, thank you for coming on to today's show and co-hosting with me. As usual, you always have great insight, and you're always able to help direct people where they belong.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, we're going to go ahead and end tonight's show. For those of you we could not get to tonight, we do apologize, but please stay tuned for our next show. We have a couple more that are scheduled before the new year. You can check those out on our show page, and you can see when the next one is. Once more, we want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.